sometimes love comes around. That is the hit song by my next guest, as a matter of fact, Knock You Down. And she's one of the stars of the new film, Almost Christmas. She plays the role of Jasmine. It's pretty girl rock star Carrie Hilson, who joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I love that introduction. Thank you for serenading me.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. Now, do I need to keep my day job, or do you think I can? You think I can get in the business that you're in terms of singing?
I think I'm not a dream killer. So if you would like to pursue it, do keep your day job, because you're very good at this.
Very good, very good. So talk to me a little bit about your role as Jasmine in Almost Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. Jasmine is a little bit of a mess. in one word, that's how I could describe her. But she's just a small-town girl. You know, she works at the grocery store in Birmingham, Alabama, and meets someone and moves a little fast. And that's all I can say, because she's actually a turning point character in this film. Has her own ways of trying to get out that little city.
You know,
that differ from my ways, I have to say.
Sure. No, you know how, I mean, it's awesome because it is such a great cast. You're not foreign to working on films with great cast when you think about Think Like a Man. Talk about working with this incredible cast.
Oh my God. I can't even really describe for you. I hope they have enough behind the scenes, like, after this film, because we were a wreck. We just could not keep straight faces. You know, that dinner scene was very difficult. We're all busting out. Some of the almost laughter made the film. Like, some of the I can't hold it together actually is in the film. Because we just, every take between Monique and JB Smoove, it was a wrap.
Right.
Oh, and DC, Young Fly, it was a wrap. It was a wrap. So, yeah, a lot of fun. And we became a family filming this movie. Like, when we cut, even though I'm not part of the family, when we cut, it was so much, very much a family feeling. We have the most epic group text ever right now, because we've become so close because of this film. So I appreciate it in a lot of ways.
That is awesome. That is the voice of Carrie Hilson. She stars in the role of Jasmine in the film Almost Christmas, which is in theaters now. She joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. And Carrie, how much fun? I mean, you know, I think you have you're going to be in an upcoming film, The 10th Date. How much fun are you having in terms of acting?
10 out of 10. It is just, it's so refreshing for me. You know, I feel like a student. I feel like I have to step up. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's a challenge. And whenever you're uncomfortable, it grows you. You know what I mean? So I love it. I love any situation where I can be a student again. I just love to learn. And so that's what acting represents for me, is just, you know, that student mode. And I love it.
Sure.
I got to say, I love it.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm improving. Every film that I've done, I'm improving.
Yeah.
So when you see Almost Christmas, I think people will understand, okay, well, she didn't get lost in the movie. She didn't get lost in any scene. And then when you see The 10th Date, you'll see the growth even there, which I felt. So it definitely comes across. So I'm grateful for all of it.
Awesome. Is your upcoming album Liar? I mean, I you can confirm that. I don't know. I was reading about it, but do you have an album that is upcoming, Liar? Can you kind of speak to that?
Yeah. I mean, that is the title, Liar, Love is a Religion. And it's about, it is done. It is done, but this is a music business, you know, and there's business that I have to continue handling. I pride myself on doing good business and being very good at making great business decisions, and this has to be no different, because this is my comeback. This is like starting all over, and all of it has to be wrapped up very tightly for me. to feel comfortable about releasing music. So I have to go through this. You know, my fans are patient. I really appreciate their patience. I'm being patient myself. And I just feel grateful that people care, that people are waiting, people want it. And so I ride on that every single day, and I take that into what I do. But I, you know, I've put in a lot of hard work in this industry, and it has done very well by me. And I can't stop doing good business now. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, very well said. Last two thoughts. Why so much time between albums, and when kind of do you expect this Liar to kind of come out? And did you kind of step away from the music to kind of concentrate on acting more?
No, that wasn't the reason at all. Acting is something I found in the process of finding my passion for the arts again.
Okay.
I went through something very personal. I went through an 11-year breakup. Wow. In a relationship that no one even knew existed, but we were together and broke up in the 11th, at the beginning of the 11th year, and I was devastated. I was you'll see videos of me crying on stage, and I couldn't make it. I couldn't do it, and
wow.
That's why I stepped away. That was about 5-6 years ago now, and you know, I'm grateful that I was able to pour this experience. I've loved 3 men in my life, and I was able to just pour into my craft, and you know, but acting is just another form of expression. It's all art, and that's another way that I found to express myself and the hurt and the pain that I've been through.
Wow. Lastly, are you a big sports fan?
Not really. I can't claim it, but I enjoy going to any game. I'll go to any game because I enjoy being there. And I used to play basketball, but
were you good?
I'm not. I can't claim. I was 2 years best offensive. I was senior year MVP. I was 2 year captain.
Okay.
You know, I did my thing.
Very good. Well,
I did.
Sounds great. Check her out in the movie Almost Christmas. It's in theaters now. Follow her on Twitter at Carrie Hilson. The one and only Carrie Hilson joins us here. I'm from the press box to press row. Carrie, we appreciate the time. Continued success in all
you
do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. We sometimes need that boost and prayers to make it through. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. You got it. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.